Shalom to all. Today's Avos Chol and Daf Chaf, and we're talking about the third line with the words Amar Bianai. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sarbatz Yaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing how to do Malika. The sons of Rechia, Yehuda and Cheskia said that the bird Simonim are pulled to the back of the neck, and then Malika is done. So when it tells Amar Bianai says Yikablu HaRoivin as Chuvasan. Literally, this means that the Roivim, the young ones, the Na'arim, they should accept their response. Meaning, here's refutation. The Ketani, the Mishnah says Nimsa Kasher B'Shchita Possible Malika Kasher Malika Possible B'Shchita. That it turns out that which is Kasher B'Shchita is possible by Malika. That which is Kasher by Malika is possible by Shchita. Now, what's that coming to exclude? It must be that it's coming to exclude something. It can't be that it's telling us this din for itself, because we already know that from earlier stage in the Mishnah. Is that coming to include that if he pulls a simanim to the back of the neck, that it's not valid that way? That's what's coming to tell us. So, Amar Rachani answers, Loi, that's not so. It's coming to exclude that a tooth and a nail is not okay, meaning the Shchita is not allowed to be done with a tooth or a nail. Ask the Gemara, Shein Tzipirin, Behedi Ketani Lhu. If that appears in the Mishnah, then you can't use a Shein or Tzipirin. Elam Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah answers differently. It's going to exclude Melech and Mevi. In other words, when the Kohen does Malika on the back of the bird's neck, he's not allowed to run his fingernail back and forth, kind of like Shchita. He has to push his fingernail in. That's the only way that it's kosher. Ask Gemara, Hani Chlamad Amar Melech and Mevi Malika Pasol. That's according to Manda Amar, that Melech and Mevi going back and forth with Malika is Pasol. Elamad Amar, kosher, Michael Mamer. But according to Manda Amar, that it's kosher. So what can we say? What's the Mishnah come to exclude? The answer is, it doesn't really make a difference. Ben Erib Chia, Sarvi Lekamad Amar Melech and Mevi Malika Pasol. The sons of Erib Chia hold like that Manda Amar, that Melech and Mevi by Malika is Pasol. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to exclude. Memela, they still could hold it to the Shita, that the only way to do Kasher Malika is by pulling the Simanim to the back of the neck. And we continue discussing this. Omar Kani tells us, Mitzvah Malika, the Mitzvah of Malika is Kaitzetz, he cuts or chops, the Yairid and goes down, Vizuhi Mitzvah, so that's its Mitzvah. Now, Sarah of Avon Lamamar, Rav Avon wanted to say, based off of this, that Kaitzetz Vyarid in Mailchum Eviloi. The Diak is that it has to be like in a chopping, pushing, cutting motion, but not a back and forth sawing motion with the fingernail. However, Amalia Rimer told him that no, Kalshakain de Mailchum Mevi Malika Kasher. For sure, if he's Malchum Mevi, he runs his fingernail back and forth on the back of the neck, and that's the way he does Malika. Of course, that's Kasher. It's just like Shchita. And so, my Zuhi Mitzvasa, why was that Lashon used? Zuhi Mitzvasa, this is its Mitzvah. It's not coming to exclude something, rather, Ema Av Zuhi Mitzvasa. Really, the way to understand it is Af, even. This is even a Kasher way to do it. That, of course, if he does Malchum Mevi by Malika, that's fine. Even if he doesn't want to do that and he wants to push with his fingernail, that's also perfectly okay. And we're discussing this, Amar Vim Ramar Shmuel, Kal Kasher B'Shchita, Kenegdai B'Ayre. Kasher Malika, anything which is Kasher Bashchita, which right now we're understanding to mean that any place on the neck that one is allowed to shecht, so corresponding to that place on the iref, on the back of the neck, one's allowed to do Malika there also, it's perfectly fine. Now the Gemara asks, hold on 1 second, that's not a Chiddush in and of itself, because we already know that from the Mishnah. It must be that Shmuel is coming to be Mechadish something for us. Namely, let's make the Diak the other way, Ha, possible Bashchita, possible Malika. That which is possible Bashchita is possible Malika. Now, Lemute Mai, what would that be coming to exclude? As we just said, it must be that he's telling us a Chiddush, it can't be that he's telling us anything new. So the suggestion is, Elim, to say Lemute Ikar Simanim, that it's coming to exclude Ikar Simanim. Rashi has a slightly different gear, so that makes it a little bit easier to understand. He writes it as Simanim Shene'ekru, which means that the Simanim were pulled out of their place. In other words, they weren't connected to the jaw anymore. You can move them around in the animal's body. It's not a trefa this way. It's just kind of like a loose tooth. It hasn't fallen out yet. It's just loose. Same thing with the Simanim. They've been pulled out of where they're anchored to the body. And so maybe that's what we're coming to exclude, that if the bird's Simanim were Ne'ekar, they were uprooted, we're just going to call it Ikar Simanim because that's what the Gemara calls it, that that's a possible bird to do Malika on, it doesn't work. So maybe that's what he's coming to tell us. Well, that can't be, because Vatani, Rabbi Cheskel teaches us in Ikur Simanim Ba'if, that when it comes to shechting a bird, there's no problem of Ikur Simanim, you're allowed to shech that, it's perfectly fine. If it's not a problem by Shechit, it's not a problem by Malika. So Rabbi Papa, he suggests that Lamute Raishai, Shmuel is coming to exclude the head of the bird, which means you can't do Malika on the head. Ask the Gemara Raishai, Pshita, that's obvious. Mimul Arpayam Rachmana, Volaiba Raishai, the Torah says very clearly, as we learned in the previous daf, it has to be on the back of the neck and not on the head. So we answer, no, my Raishai, Shipoy Raishai. What does it mean by the head? It means the slant of the head, meaning the bottom of the head as it's beginning to connect to the neck, that area. Kigain, for example, Dinakat Meshipoy Raishai, that he started pressing in with his fingernail for the Malika by the slant of the head, that's out of bounds. That's not the proper area to do Malika. However, Vehigrim, he slanted downwards, Va'azal, and he continued going, Adamatatatoi, until he reached to a lower place, meaning on the back of the neck. In other words, he finished the Malika in the proper area. Ravasi, this is just like Ravasi, we had this previously. Higrim Shlish, Vishachat Shnei Shlish, Psula. That if he started out of the proper area, and then he slanted in, doing Shchita 2/3 in the proper area, it's Pasul, and it's the same thing by Malika, that such a Malika is Pasul as well, and that's what Shmuel's Chiddush is. Continue to discuss this. this. Now, which Rami Bar Cheskel just taught us, ain ikur simana ba'if, there's no problem of ikur simana by a bird. Loi amran el manda amar in shechita l'oif mina tayra. That's only according to the manda amar that the shechita shechta bird is not midai raisa. Of course, you have shechta bird, but it's not a dai raisa, meaning it's not a halacha l'maish misinai. It's just a dindra banan, which we say that shechting a bird is like shechting an animal. So according to that, we're able to say, okay, ikur simana is not a problem. However, chafim based on top, avol manda amar kol manda amar yesh shechita l'oif mina tayra that midai raisa. You do have to shecht a bird. In other words, it's halacha l'maish misinai, a direct misaira. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe told us, and that's a level of deraisa that a bird has to be shechted. Then yesh ikur, we say that there is a problem of ikur, the same as a problem of ikur by an animal. However, Amar Lehi responded to him, Adrabba, Ibcham Estabra, we say the opposite, the other way around makes more sense. L'manda Amar yesh chitul oif mena taira, according to the manda Amar, the shechit of a bird is halacha l'maishim yisinai, ikl meimu, we could always say, d'hachi agmere, that this is what Hashem taught Moshe, the ain ikur, that there's no ikur. Meaning, even though you have to shecht the bird, still the din is different, that there's no problem of ikur simanim. And if you l'manda Amar, kibahema, even according to manda Amar, that the shechita is just like a behema, still in an ikur, loy lahavik behema. In regards to ikur, it's not like an animal, and therefore ikur smanim by a bird is not a problem. El manda Amar, ain shechita l'oif mena taira, but according to manda Amar, the shechita on a bird is not midaraisa anyway, el medivar seifrim, it's only derabanan, so mehecha gemiri la, where would they learn it from? Mi behema. The only way that they would know that there's such a concept of shechita on a bird is to be learned directly from an animal. So kula milsa kebehema, that means everything would be learned from an animal, and the same with the ikur smanim is a problem by an animal, it would be a problem by a bird as well. Now, more about this, Amar Avina, Amarli Ravan Barkisi, Ravan Barkisi told me, Hadetani Ravan Bar Cheskel, Ainur Kisman Ba'if, that which Ravan Bar Cheskel said, that there's no problem of Iker Simon by a bird, Loi Amron Elab Malika. That's actually only by Malika. Up until now, we've been saying that it's the same thing, Malika and Shechita. But here we have a different opinion, that actually Iker Simonim is not a problem only by Malika. Namely, if a Kain wants to do Malika on a bird that had Iker Simonim, that its Simonim were pulled out of place, that's okay. Aval B'Shechita, Yash Iker, but by Shechita, there is a problem. As the Marva Amar of Yirmi Amar Shmuel, we just said in Amar Aleph, that Yirmi said B'Shem Shmuel, that call a kasher b'shchita connected by ayref kasher b'malika. Then any area on the neck that's kasher b'shchita, so corresponding to that on the back of the neck is kasher for malika. Now what's that mashma ha-pasol? Pasol. Whatever things by the neck are pasol b'shchita are pasol by malika. And just like ikur simanim is pasol b'shchita, so it should be pasol by malika as well. And the answer to this is not a problem. Why? Because of hupliga. This member of Yirmi B'Shem Shmuel argues with this, so there's no issue. And onto another din, which is going to be related to malika. Amar Zairi says as follows: Nishbura mafrekes v'roiv basar ima nevela. If the mafrekes is broken, along with the majority of the basar, so it's a nevela. Now let's pause to explain for a second. First of all, there's a big difference between nevela and trefa. We've already mentioned this briefly previously a number of times. It's important to chazer it over here, though. An animal that dies without shechita is called nevela, and it's actually tameh, as opposed to an animal which dies because it was shechted. It just happens not to have been a kosher shechita, or there's a different problem with the animal, so it's not a nevela. It's called a trefa. It's an animal that's not able to be eaten, but it's not nevela. It's not metameh. And so Zir's telling us that this situation, the animal's a nevela. Now, what is the situation? Further clarifying, this is when the mafrekis is broken along with the majority of the basar. Now, we already had mafrekis before as well, when we mentioned the way the knife potentially might have gotten a nick is that not only did he cut through simanim, but he also went all the way to the back of the neck and he hit the mafrekis, which is the neck bone, so it could be the knife got a nick. That's what the Zir is telling us over here, that if the neck bone of the animal is broken along with the majority of its meat that was broken as well, so the animal is considered a nevela, the chiddush in this is, even if it looks like the animal's alive, it's still kicking, it's still moving, it's nonetheless considered a nevela, and that means that if you quickly shecht it before it's fully dead, that's not going to gain you anything. It's 100% nevela, even though it's still moving around a little bit. And Rav Chizkiya tells us, afananayim tanina, we also learned that in the Mishnah. Now, usually when the Gemara says afananayim tanina, it means that we're bringing a raya for what we just said, because we have a source in the Mishnah. However, as it's going to be mavurin a little bit in the Gemara, this is actually a question. Namely, why did Zairi have to tell us this? We see this in the following. What is that? Malak basakin, if a kohen did malika with a knife. Now, with this fingernail, but with a knife, it has this din. What's mitame begadim abeis ablia? So as we just said, that when an animal dies without shechita, it's called nevela, and that's mitame b'mago ubemasa. However, when a kosher bird dies and it's considered nevela, so it's not mitame b'mago masa, it's only mitame abeis ablia. What does that mean? So abeis ablia is the throat. Namely, if a person eats this bird nevela when it's in his throat, not when he's chewing it and not after he swallows it, only when it's in his throat, then it's mitame him and the begadim that he's wearing. In other words, when we just said mitame begadim abeis ablia, that's the Mishnah's way of saying that it's a nevela. So if a kohen did malika with a knife, it's a nevela. Now here's the raya that the Mishnah says, the same thing that Zairi is telling us. Because v'yama trefa hava, if you want to say that when the mafrekis is broken along with the majority of the meat, it's just a trefa and it's not a nevela, so because of zoi shchitasa, the malika of the bird with the knife is its shchita, tahani lo sakin letarum de nevela. So then the knife should help to be matarit from nevela. In other words, when he does malika with the knife, cutting the neck bone bone and the majority of the basar. If you want to say that makes it a treifa, then when he continues the malika with the knife, what does he do? He cuts the simanim. Another way of saying that is he's doing a shechita, and so then it shouldn't be an avela. However, by the fact the Mishnah says that it's been time begun the base of bliya, that means that it is an avela, and the way he got that din is because he had cut the mafrekes with the majority of the basar with a knife, rendering it an avela. So we already see this in the Mishnah. What do we need Zairi for? So I mean, they said the difference is that Hassam over there, and that Mishnah that we just quoted, Mishum Dalav Shechita Yiklal, we could say that the reason why it's considered an avela is because that's not shechita at all. Cutting the simanim from the back of the neck is not considered shechita, and so it's possible that that's why it's considered an avela. However, in the Zairi situation, when the mafrekes somehow got broken, who knows what happened? Maybe a tree trunk fell on its back, and then before it died, the person quickly shechted it, so it's a regular shechita. Maybe you think it's matar from nevela. That's what Zairi is coming to say, that no, if the mafrekes is broken along with the jar of the meat, it's nevela. Now we just clarify this bird case. My time all, what's the reason? Meaning, why is it when he shechts it from the back of the neck, even though he was doing malika, but we had just said, la shechita, klaz, ser shechita, the question is, why not? He shechted the simanim, who cares that he came from behind, not from the front? So Rav Huna Amar, he says, meneshu machlid, that's because he was ever chalada, whereas Rav Amar, he says, meneshu dires, because of drisa. Now we're going to explain these. Mandar meneshu machlid, according to the Mandar, that's chalada, my time a loy Amar meneshu dires, why doesn't he say it's because he's ever drasa? That's because Kasavar, he holds a mailchum maybe malika kusher, that if you go back and forth with malika, it's kusher. In other words, the Mandar holds drasa, holds that by malika, you have to press, you can't saw back and forth. But the Mandar Amar holds chalada, machlid, the reason why he doesn't say it's drasa, because you could go back and forth, you could do a sawing motion, like a regular knife cutting motion, and then that's not drasa, so it has to be the issue is chalada, which we'll explain what exactly that issue is in just a moment. And that's where we continue. Umanda Amar, Mneshu Dairis, according to Mandar Amar, that it's a problem of drasa, my time a lawyer Mneshu Machlid, why doesn't he say it's a problem of chalada? So I'm going to tell you, chalada hechidami, what's a case of chalada that's possible? Kechulda hadar bikari batim, like a weasel who lives underneath the houses, that he's covered, hacha, but over here, hamagalia, it's revealed. And that's why the issue is drasa, not chalada. So let's further explain chalada. This is one of the five psulim of shechita, which we mentioned very briefly in the beginning of the Masechta, in the introduction, and we didn't really fully explain it. All we had said is that he puts the knife into the simanim and cuts from underneath. However, as we see over here, the real understanding, according to this mandam of chalada, is that the knife is totally covered over. Like a weasel who's underneath a house, you can't see it at all. But in this case, the knife is not completely covered over. In a classic case of chalada, when you actually put the knife into the animal's neck and tuck it underneath the simanim, so over there, the knife is covered. It's not fully out in the open. But over here, according to this Manda Amar, was cutting the back of the bird's neck with the knife. So even though the two sides don't stretch apart as much as they would if he was cutting them from the front of the neck, as we mentioned a number of times regarding cutting with a boiling hot knife, that the moment the first slice is made, the two simanim just automatically pull apart from each other. So even though that doesn't happen so much like that when cutting from the back of the neck, because there's vertebrae of the spine over there, so it's a little bit tighter, nonetheless, it is still pulled apart somewhat, and therefore when he continues cutting the simanim, the knife is still revealed enough, according to this Manda Amar, that it's not chalada, and that's why again he says that it has to be a problem of drasa, as opposed to the first Manda Amar, who holds that since the knife is not exposed enough when he's cutting from the back of the neck, it's considered chalada. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav says, Ikashali, Hakashali, if I have a question, here's my question. Namely, if we're going to ask a question on Zairi, here's the question. V'chi mesa, Aymanu Malik, is he standing and doing malika to a mesa? According to Zairi, that when the mafrekes is broken with the majority of the meat, that's considered a nevela. So that means that every single time malika is done, he's doing malika to a dead bird. Because what does he do with his fingernail? He first pushes through the mafrekes and the majority of the meat, and then he gets the simanim. So by the time he's getting to the simanim, which is the completion of the malika, he's doing malika to a dead bird. How does that make sense? So Abaye told Rava, why don't you ask the same question of yours on Ayla Saif that requires two simanim? Is supposed to do malika to a dead bird? What does this mean? So we know there's two bird karbanas that have to be brought on the base of Mekdash, Eilas Ha'if and Chata Sa'if. Now Chata Sa'if only has to have Malika done to one simon. Eilas Ha'if has to have Malika done to both simonim. And so Abai is asking Rava, based off of your question, that when you do Malika to a bird, the first part of the Malika renders it a nevela. So then why do you ask the same question by Eilas Ha'if? Why do you have to cut both simonim if it's dead anyway? So Amalei, he responded to him, Hasim over there is different. Kedei L'kayim b'mitzvah Havdalah. That's an origin kind of different mitzvah. It's called Havdalah. Havdalah literally means separation. The pasuk tells us Beferosh that by Eilas Ha'if, he has to separate the head from the body. And that's why he has to cut through the two simanim. It's not in order to kill the bird. You're right, it's already dead. It's for something totally different, just to separate the head from the body. So Abaye responded to him, Yachiv that's so, Arnami. He should also have to cut through the skin of the neck. In other words, not just cutting the two simanim is Havdalah, he should also have to cut through the skin. So Rav responded, no. Kol ma'aka b'shchita ma'aka b'avdalah. V'chosha ina ma'aka b'shchita ina ma'aka b'avdalah. Anything which has to be done by shchita, so has to be done by Havdalah, again, which is separating the head of the Eilas Ha'if. But if it's not ma'aka b'shchita, it's not ma'aka b'avdalah. And we know that by shchita, the skin doesn't have to be cut. You could just cut the simanim and that's it. For example, let's say they peeled away the neck skin of the animal before they did shechita. So the only thing they reserved to do shechita on was just the simanim. That would be perfectly fine. So it's the same thing by Malika of the Eif. It doesn't have to have its skin separated. So Abai continues asking on this. Miyut simanim, according to the Rabbanon, is not ma'akev b'shechita, but it is ma'akev b'avdala. As we're going to see later on, greater detail, we mentioned very briefly previously as well, that only the majority of the simanim need to be shechted, which means that if there's miyut of the simanim left over, that's perfectly fine. It's an okay shechita. It's not ma'akev it, but by havdala, it is. In other words, again, when the pasuk says that we have to be mavdil, the head of the oilas ha'if, from the body, that means that the simanim have to be cut through entirely. So you can't say that whatever's ma'akev b'shechita is ma'akev b'avdala, whatever's not ma'akev is not ma'akev. That's not true. So he responds, you're right. Ela emo, rather we mean to say, as kol she'eshen b'shechita yashne b'avdala, v'chol she'eino b'shechita eino b'avdala. Meaning, instead of saying whatever's ma'akev here is ma'akev there, he changes it to the wording that whatever has to do with shechita has to do with avdala. Whatever doesn't have to do with shechita doesn't have to do with avdala. In essence, he's saying the same thing in regards to the skin, namely, just like as we explained before, by shechita you don't have to shech the skin. If the skin was peeled away before shechita, you could still do proper shechita. Same thing by avdala. It's not something that has to be done by avdala. You don't have to cut the skin of the bird as well. However, the simanim do have to be cut. The Gemara continues, Chaf alf omer alf on the top, mikol makom kasha. Bottom line is, there's a question with Zairi, because again, if according to Zairi, if when the mafrekas is broken with roiv basar, that makes it a nevela, so we have a problem with malika of every bird, then when we cut the back of the bird's neck, malika, that automatically makes it a nevela. And then when he finishes the malika by cutting the simanim, that's basically doing malika to a dead bird. So how do we answer this? So Ravi explains, Eima v'chein wa'isa, we should say that this is how malika is supposed to be done, chaytach shadro mafrekas b'loiv basar, that he cuts the shadro, which is the spine, and the mafrekas, which is the neck bone, without the majority of the basar, and that way he's not making a nevela. Then after he's able to cut the simanim, and that way the malika won't be a problem. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.